101. It's Monday. It's 3 o'clock now. Live from London, Chris Moyles.
What a great weekend, Dave. Did he have a nice weekend?
It was okay, yeah.
What did he get up to?
You know, just the usual.
See the football results coming in?
Yeah.
Was it this time last week you started with the medley of all the Everton goals against Leeds?
Yeah.
That's when you beat us last week. Played out your skins, to be fair, didn't you, Dave?
Mm.
3 points you got.
Mm-hmm.
Great game. Leeds were rubbish, though, weren't they?
Rubbish.
As you told me.
Yeah.
This weekend, though, the complete opposite. Leeds had a great game. The return of David Batty.
Mm-hmm.
Two great goals and three very important points. Am I right in saying, though, that Everton, they, you can still smell the stink from here?
Unlucky they were.
They were unlucky. Were they unlucky once?
Twice.
Was it three?
Three times.
Three times unlucky. So once I've played this goal montage, then we're quits.
In a way. Never, never gonna give you up. I'm never, ever gonna stop. Not the way I feel about you. Girl, I just can't live without you.
Cannon cuts inside towards the edge of the box for Duca. Duca left footed, strikes it freely, spilt it, Johnson! Seth Johnson for Leeds United in the 11th minute at Allen Road. He punches the air with delight. Viduka's shot only parried by Friedel. He'll feel he should have done better, but Seth Johnson was on hand. You can feel the relief around Elland Road. Leeds United are in front. It's Leeds United 1, Blackburn Rovers 0. Headed away by Reid, headed back into the danger zone by Penn and flicked on. Might come to Seth Johnson. It's in off the post. Seth Johnson has his second and Leeds United second. They're doing it for Peter Reid this afternoon. After a week of turmoil, Leeds are turning it on at Allen Road. It was flicked on towards Johnson. A first time left foot shot across goal in off the right hand post. And Leeds United are 2-0 up on Blackburn Rovers after 27 minutes.
Oh. Never, never gonna
give you up. Never give up, Dave. Never surrender.
Right, so we've got the Everton Leeds thing out of the way for a few months. So between the two teams, we can kick ass and climb the table.
Ha ha! Look out, Charlton. 7 hours since you went away.
Chris Moyles on Radio 1.
Mr. Patrick Keelty.
Eamon Holmes! Eamon Holmes is here.
Do you know, I love Patrick Keelty.
You're a nice man yourself.
Although you haven't rung me for ages, you haven't replied to any of my text messages.
That may have been something to do with the fact that you slagged me off in what magazine?
Did I get misquoted again?
I'm smelling bull.
And the story that I told about you and the bathroom and what you left in the bath, not true. Journalist just twisting the words. That never happened.
Still dining out on that Boyzone story.
Boyzone, who are they?
That's how old Everton
is. I was just about to say, hang on, let's wipe the cobwebs off this story.
It wasn't even at the end of Boyzone, it was during their infancy.
They were their prime.
Radio 1, Chris Moyles.
Aha. Hey, Dave.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Dave. That was Stevie Watson's hat trick this week. Anyway, enough of that. Rachel told me that Kidderminster Harriers won a very important game.
Mm-hmm. They did?
Yeah. So congratulations.
We beat Carlisle, who were at the bottom of Division 3.
Yeah, you needed to beat them, though, didn't you?
Yes.
Yes, Alan?
Aberystwyth won 12-1.
No, they didn't. 12-1?
Yeah, apparently.
Against who?
It was in the cup, and all I got was a text of Dad saying they won 12-1. I didn't get all the details.
12-1.
Apparently.
Stay there, Aled. While you're talking, let me verify this.
I hope Dad wasn't drunk at the time.
You've never been to a game, though, have you?
I'm going. Yeah, week Saturday. I'm hoping to go to Aberystwyth.
Really?
Yep.
Who are you playing?
I need to find that out.
You don't know?
Not yet.
Right.
Dad's arranged it for me.
Will you wear your Aberystwyth tie?
I think I will, with pride.
Yeah.
12-1.
Was that true?
I haven't checked.
All right, okay. Well, what did they make you? Didn't they make you an honorary
vice president?
Honorary vice president.
That's right. I'm going to meet the team, say hello.
Are you?
Going to watch the game.
No, you're not going to meet the team.
Yeah,
you wouldn't have a clue who any of the team are.
Well, I would. Yeah, I will do by week.
Who's your top scorer for Aberystwyth?
Don't do this.
Main goalkeeper.
Don't do this.
Yeah. Sub goalkeeper.
But I will. I'd like to meet everyone and get
who's
to know
the manager of Aberystwyth?
I would like to go much
who's
more.
Who's the manager?
My dad.
Your dad is not the manager of Aberystwyth, is he? Do you know anything? Anything about Aberystwyth at all? What strip do they play?
This is it.
What colour is this strip?
Green and black.
Green and black?
Yes.
Wow. And the away strip?
Pink.
Really? That would be if you were managing the team, wouldn't it? What?
I'm just looking.
Right. Can't find it in 5 seconds. I'll just take
what's
it.
What's the date?
That he's right. It's the 6th of October. Saturday would have been the 4th. Yesterday would have been the 5th, all day. Right, too late. Give
up. Didn't play.
What?
It was a cut.
Anyway. I had a good weekend. I went to a lovely christening yesterday. It was very nice. So hello to everybody. Paul and Becky and Lucy May. My girlfriend completely lost the plot this weekend.
In what way?
Oh, man. So I need to get the train to Leeds on Saturday. So she's phoned up. She's gone on some website and got all the train times. So, first of all, it's... what time's the train? Oh, there's one at 11. There's one at 11.30. You sure there's one at 11.30? Yeah, written it down and everything. So we get a cab there. We get a miserable cab driver who halfway through the journey... Well, first of all... Going anywhere nice, are you? We'll get to the train station. You're going anywhere nice? Leeds. Oh, you're from there?
Yeah.
Whereabouts? Chapel Town?
Oh.
No. Why do you say that?
I don't know.
Do you work in fashion?
Pardon?
You two work in fashion?
No.
Right. And you think to yourself, oh, God, stop talking. Halfway there, to the train station, he goes, oh, by the way, if you got change, that'd be great. So I've got very little change, you know. So if you could pay me in change, that'd be great. Well, to be honest, mate, I'll see what I've got in my pocket. So anyway, we get stuck in traffic on the right side of the road, heading towards King's Cross on the Marylebone Road, Euston Road, wherever it is. And we may as well get out, mate, because we're just stuck here. We're not going anywhere. May as well get out and walk because our train's like in 5-6 minutes. Mm-hmm. Yeah, what I'll do is I'll just pull out of this traffic and I'll just turn around onto the other side of the road. Is that all right? Well, yeah, not really, though, mate, because we need to be going, yeah, I want to get out of this. So it goes over to the other side of the road.
So you've now got to cross the main road.
So now I've got to cross the busy main road, right? So it's £15 and I give him a £20 note. Oh, have you not got anything smaller? What, like a £15 note, sir? No, I'm afraid they don't exist. I could have a word with a Royal Mint, but it might take a few hours. Oh, well, hang on a sec. Gets out the cab, leaving us in the back of the cab to go to the bus driver in front and find out if he's got any change. Bus driver doesn't, so goes down the queue passenger by passenger, which point I've got, mate, I really don't have time for this.
Well, will you owe me £5 and
yeah, whatever, mate, bye. Get to the train station. Sweetheart, where's the 11:30 train on the departures board?
10:10.
Yeah, where's the 11:30 train?
Well, I don't know.
There isn't one, is there?
No, I checked.
There isn't one. Fine, okay. So anyway, we get the 10:12 train after hanging around. And by the way, King's Cross Station is so beautiful and luxurious, I don't mind hanging around there for 40 minutes. It's fine. So, then we got the christening, and what time's christening? 3. You sure? Yeah, 3 o'clock. I'll just double check how to get there. What time do you want us there, mate? Yeah, 2 o'clock, so get there for 10 to 2. So, 2 o'clock. Oh, I'm sure it said 3. I swear behind it said 3.
It's kick-off 2 o'clock.
What?
It's kick-off 2 o'clock.
What, the christening was at 2 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
You get there at 3.
You've missed it.
It's like your ceremony. Very religious. Starts at 2. Out of the church by 5 past.
Yeah, no messing.
Yeah. All right, so anyway, so I'm writing the card before we leave for the church. Now that we've definitely got the right time. And the child is Lucy May. Yeah, it's M-A-E, by the way.
Is it?
Says my girlfriend. It's M-A-E. Lucy May, M-A-E. You sure?
Yeah.
That's bizarre, isn't it? No. How do you know that? She goes, I just remember it off the invitation. What, where it said 3 o'clock? No, leave me alone. Lucy, M-A-E, Lucy May. So we write the card, Lucy May. Write in the envelope, Lucy May. And then you're queuing up to give the present to the happy couple and their lovely baby. And a guy behind us has got a nice chair made. What a great idea for a little baby. Little tiny little wooden chair with a beautiful name, Lucy May, M-A-Y, carved in the back of the chair. As I look round at all the cards, Lucy May, M-A-Y. Hiya, Miles. Thanks for coming. Oh, have you got us a present? Yeah, by the way, the spelling is Sophie's problem. I'm going to the bar. Bye.
At least you didn't have it carved in a chair, though. That
man, I'm telling you.
Would have been harder to fix.
Seriously. So, you know, my daddy's mate got me this T-shirt, and it was spelt wrong. Mm-hmm. Well, it was a nice present. 1,000 text messages have just come in. Aberyst with 1-12-1.
Yay! But hang on, I've got here...
That's the league.
Tuesday the 30th of September, Aberystwyth Town 5, Welshpool Town 0. I haven't got the cup games.
12-1 apparently.
Oh well.
Well, who's LEX11? Who's that then, Alad? No, why the hell am I asking you? It's from the Welsh Cup.
I'll get my dad on the line.
No, do you know what? Don't worry about it. Just leave it.
Sweet dreams, my LEX.
Ha-ha! Okay, so then I get in late last night, and I take the Derren Brown thing. Man, I thought that was really intense.
Compelling television, I think.
I thought it was great. And kind of got a bit confused when he fired the gun... And nothing happened. And then he sits there going... like that. Yeah, like he's got really bad indigestion. Mm. Stopping himself from getting sick or something. But I thought it was great, and I'm sure I wasn't the only one. Why the hell did he pick that shaky bunny in the headlights? My God, I wouldn't trust that guy with anything, let alone my life.
Because... as the process went on, and actually, to be honest, the programme was largely about the process of selection rather than the actual thing. I thought he was going to go for either that rock dude or the other fellow with the tattoos. You know, the ones that look fairly stable. And him, who I thought was the one that was going to get voted out first because he was such a shaky.
You wouldn't trust him to switch the lights off in a room when he was the last one to leave, let alone loading a gun that you're going to put to your head. I'm thinking, what if this guy goes, all right, I'm putting it in number 3 and puts it in chamber 4, the whole show is finished!
Well, I was worried about when he was loading the gun under the table. I thought he was going to slip and kneecap him.
I thought he was going to do that. So the whole thing is built up to where Derren Brown's going to put the gun to his head, but no, because the idiot moron that he's chosen just shot himself in the toe. Anyway, thank God that didn't happen. I thought it was great. I thought it was a good little show. Very funny. Yeah. We have, upstairs, by the way, we got sent an electric shock game where there's 4 finger holes for you to put your finger in. You can play 4 people, and you press a button, and one of us gets an electric shock. If Rachel's quite happy checking that with health and safety, I'm quite happy being the judge on that game for you three.
I can't play.
No, I'll be the judge.
No, well...
and you can play it.
Well, okay.
Chris knows how to cheat. That's the problem.
No, I don't.
In that game, I've seen you do it.
Yeah, but you're right, but I'd do it proper. If we were going to do it, I'd do it.
And Dave just refuses to play.
I tell you, I can't do it, because I've always had this thing about electric shocks ever since I got stung off a cattle fence.
Dave, you were never stung off a cattle
fence. I was. I tried to climb over, and I got done on my leg. And ever since then, honestly, it was like thousands of volts went through me, and I just don't like it anymore.
I'll do it if Dave does it.
I'm not doing it.
If Alan does it.
I can't.
I'll genuinely do it.
You know I'll scream
don't be chicken.
Whether it's me or not.
Yeah, but fine, come on. Let's do it, it's funny.
I'll do it if Rachel does it.
Rachel?
I'll do it.
4 of us?
Oh, Rachel!
Okay, so me and Rachel are doing it. Alan, you doing it? You just said you do it if Rachel does it, Dave?
I'll be umpire.
No, the 3 of us are going to do it. Are you going to do it? In front of the nation now, are you going to do it or are you going to yell a belly
out? Are you sure there's 4 holes?
There are four slots.
Okay.
4 fingers, 4 people.
Okay.
Are you going to do it? Excellent. All right, so we'll do that later. Electric shock stuff, by the way. Don't try this at home. But am I the only one last night? Now, I know that they've got to do the warnings and everything. Please, don't try this at home. You know. And they're saying, you're about to watch Russian Roulette live with Derren Brown, you know, the fellow of Big Brother.
Martin.
Don't, whatever you do, even think about doing it in your own house or barn, because it'd be really, really bad on that.
Sorry, Marcus, even.
Marcus. Really, don't do it. These are trained people doing it under trained circumstances. Trained people, the whole show is about finding some moron who's going to load a bullet into a gun. Anyway, so to celebrate that, we'll be electrocuting one of the team a little bit later. I can hardly wait. If the stars should fall from the sky. Oh, by the way, hello, Nation, we're back on the air. Bye. If the sweetest dream came to life. Should turn into right. I'll blame it all on you. That's Kojak and Stars.
It's more Jack, I think, isn't it?
Yeah. Just a joke. So later on, we'll be electrocuting ourselves in the studio in under controlled circumstances with trained professionals. Please don't try this at home. And next, we'll play The Thrills.
What's up? This is 50 Cent. Radio 1.
50 Cent is coming to Radio 1 live. This
is... Just reading all Darren Brown's bad press in the newspapers. I don't want a backlash tomorrow of our very childish but legal to buy electric shock game. I don't want anybody saying that we're glorifying electric shock games.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want that to happen at all. By the way, did you hear the news?
What news?
About Siegfried and Roy.
Yes, Roy.
Did you hear that?
He got savaged by a tiger.
I know.
No, it's not funny.
I know it's not
They're
funny.
Famous for their tiger act, which they've been doing consecutively for years and years in Las Vegas, Rachel, right? And then they got...
What?
One of them got savaged.
What are you saying?
I said I know.
All right, okay.
I didn't know what he was
Roy
talking.
It was.
Yeah. Shocking. But here's the thing. You do a stage show with a live tiger, what do you think's going to happen? A tiger one day is going to go...
Well, actually, my agent says that I really should be on a cruise at my age. I think it's time to move on.
It's a tiger. A tiger. Lives in the jungle. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, they're not the snow. They're white tigers.
Whatever. I don't care.
And then they live in the Arctic.
I don't care. They're tigers.
No,
they certainly don't live in your house.
I tell you what, I'm going to claw you in a minute.
Anyway, I just thought that was a sad story.
The man and the tigers.
Because they're like, the Siegfried and Roy.
Absolutely.
I was talking to somebody and they went, I've been to Vegas and I've seen that show. And he says, I'm not surprised the tigers one day turned around and gone, will you get off? Where's my dressing room?
Sorry, where's my dressing room?
Because that's how all tigers talk in movies.
I'm a tiger. I have to have a trailer in the car park. You have a dressing room with lights around the mirrors.
They're great.
It's not Tony the Frosty's tiger. Apparently, after doing that, he climbed up on a great big high board and dived into a bowl of flakes and ate them. Unbelievable. Can I move on now,
yes,
please?
Yes, please.
All right, good. We're going to do the Monday surgery. I'll tell you about that in a second. And we'll do the silly electric shock game, which you shouldn't try at home. We'll play Electric Six and Travis in just a few seconds. Thank God she's back. It's George on the news at 3:30.
A breakthrough in male contraception.
Radio 1.
A reporter who resigned after faking a report on the war in Iraq has been found dead at his home. James Forlong had worked for the News Channel for 10 years. 8 protesters have climbed a crane at Heathrow Airport at the site where work's being done on Terminal 5. It's thought they're demonstrating against increasing air travel. Police are trying to persuade them to come down. Sven's delayed announcing his England squad for this weekend's big game until tomorrow lunchtime. He's waiting to see if Michael Owen will be fit for the Euro qualifier in Turkey. Some of the music industry's big cheeses witnesses are lining up to praise Fame Academy winner Alex Park. The 19-year-old got more than half of the phone vote on Saturday night. Bookies have slashed the odds of her having the Christmas number one. Simon Cowell's already admitted he's a fan, and now Louis Walsh, who manages Girls Aloud, is tipping Alex for the top.
Lots of people started competition. You too started in the competition in Ireland, you know? It's a great platform for talent, and she's got talent. She's young, she's good-looking, she's bright, she's a writer, she's a singer. I think she's a real, real star. I love her.
Radio 1 News Beat, more at 4:30.
Why doesn't he shut up? Seriously, why doesn't he shut up?
He should know what he's talking about.
Why?
He knows what good pop music sounds like.
For God's sake,
Westlife?
Alex, stay away from that man. Do not go near that man. You'll be doing Peterson Lee ballads.
Yeah, big cardigan ballads for Christmas.
Oh, I think she's great. I really do. Well, shut up and go back to your little show, if anyone's still watching. Oh, man. I'm pleased she won. I thought she looked fit on Saturday night.
I'm pleased she won as well.
Did you see it?
I did see it.
I thought she looked really fit. Seriously, she looked very sexy.
Right.
Did you see it, George?
No, I didn't see
it. She looked hottie.
Okay.
Seriously.
Stunning performance.
Mm.
Good.
Very sexy. Anyway, how are you?
I'm very well.
You're back. You were bossing last week. You were pretending to be a boss.
I was trying.
Yeah.
And no one took any notice of me.
Well, how did it go?
It was all right.
Yeah?
Yeah, no respect, though.
For you?
Yeah.
Well, I could have told you that before you went into it.
I know, I wish
job.
You had done. It would have been less embarrassing.
But you enjoyed it, though?
It was quite good, yes. Yeah. Bit of a power tip.
Right. Mm. And now you're back doing the daily news with us.
I know.
Are you happy doing that?
Yes, of course I am.
The way she says that, Dave,
I almost
believe her. I really do.
Yes, it's fine.
It kills 3 minutes every hour.
No, it does feel much better, actually, to be back. Thank you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Do you have a nice weekend?
Lovely, thank you.
Anything you want to tell us about?
No.
Okay.
I haven't told her anything.
Okay.
What was that in the background?
It was nothing. It was just someone murmuring.
Anything you want to tell us about the weekend?
No, nothing at all.
Really?
No.
Okay. Would you like me to tell people about the weekend? Your
no.
weekend?
No.
No?
No. Shouldn't you be playing another record by
no,
now?
No, I want to talk to you about the weekend.
I don't want to discuss it.
Really? I'll discuss it.
Okay.
Actually, I have no idea what you're talking about.
That's all right then, isn't it?
I seem to have just asked you an innocent question, and by your pause and reaction, Now I want to know what you did at the weekend.
Nothing at all. Mickey looks guilty, and I'm saying nothing at all.
Do you know what? I swear I haven't spoken to Mickey today.
I promise you.
Okay.
I promise, yeah. He hasn't spoken to me.
I had a lovely weekend, thanks.
Okay, all right. Would you like to play a record and move on?
Yes.
Shall I just say talk to you in an hour?
Yes.
Talk to you in an hour.
Bye.
Bye-bye. There's George. What a lovely newsreader she is. Obviously had a weekend, the same as the rest of us. Right, let's move on. Back to the great hits now. Electric Six on the way. This is Travis Reoffender, Radio 1. Every last second there of... Can I just say, by the way, today we're completely on the ball. No, we are, right? It's just not for that particular link there. Dance Commander. Comes out 13th of October, next Monday.
Just heard a very funny joke, Rachel.
Is it clean?
No.
I don't want to tell
you. Actually, I didn't think that joke was funny.
Do you not?
No, I certainly wouldn't say it on the air.
I'm not going to say it on the air. Oh, it's funny, though.
We have a standard to keep up, and we're not stooping that low. Anyway, moving on. So, Sunday surgery last night, back on the air, and obviously last Monday, Dave and I did the Monday surgery, where I, Dr. Chris, and Nurse Dave...
Hello.
Excellent. You're a nurse this week, then. Brilliant.
Thank Male you. Nurse.
No, no. Oh, okay. We're going to... the Sunday surgery tackles serious issues. We want to tackle the not-so-serious issues. So if you have any question at all that you'd like to put to me and Dave, maybe you don't know what to do tonight. Maybe you don't know where you're going on holidays. Maybe you want to ask what month Christmas falls in this year.
December.
Shut up. Give us a ring. 08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. For Dr. Chris and Nurse Dave's...
Hello.
...Monday surgery.
We're here for you.
Yeah.
For all your trivial dilemmas.
Yeah. 08700 100 100. We'll take calls for the next half hour or so, whatever. And then we'll have the Monday surgery. We'll put your calls on the air. And answer your problems. Quick fire as well. We haven't got time to mess around.
Mm.
Nothing too deep. You know?
Bang, bang, bang. Kapow.
What was that?
You know, quick fire. 1, 2, 3.
What's you're that? In a real giddy mood today.
I'm a little bit.
And you're going to start going, doing your... laugh. Stop. Don't encourage him, Rachel. You've got that giddy look. You've got your silly specs on. You're giddy today, I can tell. Don't let it affect your professionalism.
Okay.
On today's show.
I'm with it.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I hope you're just as unprofessional as you were on Friday.
La 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 la.
It's that song you like, isn't it?
I like this, yeah.
The Ooh Wee record.
What's the deal?
Ronson.
Mark Ronson, Nate Dogg, Ooh Wee.
Trying to get our heads right, get this money right, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? You know how it goes, it's another day in the hood. Yo. Yo, what a night, New York City, heard it going down. Friday night, midnight, Atlantic City, slash machines, ding, 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 ding. Ooh-wee.
Right, so I have this, shocking roulette thing, all right?
The electric machine.
Yeah, do not try this at home. We are trained morons. Please do not copy us, all right? But, I trust our audience are intelligent enough to make their own decisions and the right decision. Okay.
Yep.
By the way, the backlash of this Derren Brown thing, I find a little bit ridiculous. I kind of understand people saying it, but I just find it a bit ridiculous. Don't anybody listening to this, don't be so stupid to ever, ever play Russian roulette with a gun, fake or otherwise. Just don't do it because it's stupid and will end in tears. Right?
Safety first.
So we have this game, which I think we got it sent from the gadget shop. I think shocking roulette.
Been a while, haven't we?
Yeah, and we've never used it. I've used it once in the office, and I screamed like a girl. And it only gives off a little. It emits an electric shock. Okay, and you just go. You know, like we did on the TV.
It's quite a mild shock, but I just the whole sensation I find really
horrible. And it's because you wait for it as well.
The tension builds up.
So you choose the amount of players, four, and there's numbers 1, 2, 3, 4, and you put your finger in and you place it on the sensor. Then you hit start. And it goes down like that. And then chooses one. Then it does this to tease you a little bit. Then goes...
a bit I don't like.
And at which point me, Dave, Alan, or Rachel will go like a great big girl's blouse. Everybody in the studio, we shall do it next.
Expensive promises I made, all the chances that I take.
If you're a student living away from home and watch your own TV, you need to have a TV licence, even if you're in halls. If you're caught without one, you could face a fine of up to £1,000.
And the decent sound system will have to go because you're not going to get many takers for the cleanish underwear.
Get a TV licence. It's one less thing to worry about. Call 0800 328 2020 or go to www.tvlicensing.co.uk/students.
Right, I've decided you should do it now, Dave. Straight in, there's no time like the present.
Do what now?
Four fingers, right, two of one hand, okay, yeah. Like that, and like that. Or you can do like that, and like that.
I was thinking about this.
Yeah.
Because the whole point is it's a game of chance, and by doing that, there's no chance element in it.
Okay, two fingers.
Okay, so I have a 50-50.
I will set it to four players, and you have to go like that, either two and four... Three and one.
Yeah.
Actually, you can choose whatever. I will not manipulate your choice in any way, shape, or form. Three. One. Okay, Dave? Four. Two. Choose two numbers.
Yeah. Two and four.
Two and four. Sure?
Yeah.
Rachel was four last time.
Yeah. Two and four.
Sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So you have to hold it like that.
Okay.
Your fingers has to stay on it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right, come over here.
Can I not do it over here?
No, yeah, but come here to stand up, you know, so I can reach you. I'll now switch the machine on. Okay?
Yeah.
Four victims. Two and four, Dave. Put your fingers in and hold it. Okay? No, push down, Dave. I can
see. They're on.
Right, okay. It's not... Hold... Right. No, hang on.
Don't swear.
Oh, you jammy jam. Hang on, number two was lit.
No.
Two is lit.
Yeah, but I haven't.
And if you didn't feel it, that means you didn't have your finger on the sensor.
I didn't have my finger on the sensor.
You are such a liar. Such a liar. You are a chicken and a yellow belly.
Check your machine.
Check the machine, I'm going to check you in a minute.
Honestly,
I can't. You chose.
No, I didn't.
So cheap.
I did that properly, your machine.
Such a girl. What are you going to do? Break a nail? David Guetta. It's not a word. Tongue would say it. Chris Willis, just a little more love. David swears blind. Comedy David, that is. He just did that properly, but he's got a smirk on his face. And I just don't trust you when you're in moods like this today.
I did it properly twice, in fact.
Yeah, right. No, the first time around you cheated, you liar.
Okay, I may have been a bit high with my finger the first time around.
Yeah, higher. It was on the third floor, it was that high.
Anyway, I've done your silly game. Your equipment is faulty.
There's nothing wrong with my equipment. Right, problems. I know that you have them. Our audience have lots of problems. Now, the serious ones you can give to the Sunday surgery. Dave and I want the light, simple ones. We're not trained in any way, shape or form to deal with sensitive issues.
Mm-hmm.
However, we are absolutely trained to deal with nonsense questions. So the Monday surgery is open for myself, Dr. Chris, and nurse female Dave.
Hello.
08700 100 100. 08700 100 100. Maybe you don't know what to have for your tea tonight. Maybe you have a television choice dilemma that spreads over two different channels. Maybe you've got some record vouchers for your birthday and you just don't know what to buy. Maybe you have an apple and orange, but you can only eat one and don't know which one to choose.
We're qualified in all of these areas to give advice, simple and straightforward.
08700 100 100. It was a massive success last week. We will do it again today. I'm now padding for this feature, so please give me a break and just call up with your silly question. 08700 100 100. Monday surgeries open for business. We'll take calls later. Wu-Tang Clan Gravel Pit Radio 1. Calls are coming in for the Monday surgery. I think we've probably got enough already, so stop calling. Now, if you got the ringing tone, keep going, but don't bother phoning in. It's too late. I'm going to do the game later.
Oh, is this a football game?
Yeah, it's a David O'Leary special today. It's the game.
Very good.
Right.
Recorded yesterday.
Yes. After the great Villa, Bolton Villa game, which I thought was interesting, which I saw a bit of last night. And here, question number one?
Yeah.
David, Sam felt a draw was about right. What did you think?
Right.
So how many erms or ers in this one answer?
Yeah, there's two answers today.
Okay.
Because she comes back with a great question.
It wasn't a penalty in your book.
Okay, so am I guessing the whole lot? All of the erms?
No,
I'll
run it through.
Okay.
Yeah, later. We'll do it after 4:30. Because we've got so much stuff on the show today, my
busy,
friend.
Busy show.
Busy, busy. Got a weekend of internationals, haven't we, coming
we up? Have, yes, Saturday. Big Euro 2004 qualifiers.
So am I right in saying, is everybody still in with a chance?
In theory, yes.
Yeah. England still in with a chance?
Yep.
Wales?
Yep.
Scotland?
Yep.
Northern Ireland?
Mm-hmm.
Republic?
Yeah.
I had the Republic because I do.
And your mum's from the Republic
of
Ireland.
My mum is from the Republic of Ireland, yeah. And my dad's family is from the Republic of Ireland as well.
Mm. But, yeah. I mean, you're of Irish heritage, aren't you?
Yeah. So I don't have to worry about England playing the Republic or anything like that. I don't have divided loyalties this weekend.
No.
But it could happen. Maybe.
Couldn't tell you.
Right, great.
No.
I'm glad I come to you for my football
advice.
Quite all
right.
I see Will finally cleared his desk on Friday after a week of being off the show. Gray had decided that he wasn't going to clear his desk on his last day. He was going to take an extra week to clear his desk. I popped in the weekend to pick some stuff up, and you've never seen a desk left so haphazardly in all your life. Still bits and bobs of his there, which he will argue that they're there to assist Rachel. In other words, tap that he didn't want, he's left.
But there was still stuff on his desk in his kind of, you know, now pile, which was still from the breakfast show when he used to produce Sarah on there, and before that Zoe Ball. And these things were still in with, you know, what was supposed to be day-to-day stuff now.
He's actually, he's day one at his new television job, Greyhead. Do you think he's listening?
I don't know, I actually spoke to him before to ask him a question.
Yeah.
And I said, was he out on location? But I think he's doing office jobs today, you know.
Shall I call him?
Directorial role. You can try him now. I don't think he will be listening. He's probably far too busy.
Do you think?
No. Well,
he should be listening to the show, though, shouldn't he?
Well, he should be, you know, keeping a track on what's going on in the cutting edge of youth culture.
Is that what he does now?
Yeah. We keep him young.
Dave, Will was never young, as well you know. No, let's see. Easy listening to the show.
Will. Hello.
Will, it's Chris Moyles. You're live on the air. Don't swear.
Hello.
Are you listening to the show?
No.
No?
No.
Right. How is the job going, Will?
Going very well, thank you, yes.
Are you in a position to talk? Are you in a high-powered television meeting?
No, I can talk.
What are you doing right now? Where are you?
Well, I'm sat at my new luxurious desk, and I'm looking out across Soho.
Do you have an office?
No, just a desk.
Right. It sounds like a hive of activity in that office currently.
Very, very busy here.
are you allowed to listen to the radio, or...?
I haven't actually asked yet. There's a TV, there's no radio, though.
Right, great. So that's how loyal you are.
Well, I will bring one in. Bring one in tomorrow with headphones and things.
All right, obviously you wouldn't want to share our drivel with the rest of your new TV friends.
Absolutely.
Right. but you think it's going okay?
Yes, I'm very pleased so far.
Right, you don't want to come back yet?
Not today, no.
Don't feel as though you've made a mistake?
No, not at the moment, no.
Mate, I'm telling you, we're going places.
Tell you, straight to the
where,
top.
For goodness sake.
Brighton, in a few weeks.
Yeah, I'm going to be there anyway.
Oh, are you? Oh, well, the stuffy then. Well, no, I just wanted to ring and wish you good luck, because it's day one today of your new job.
Exactly, well, it's very kind of you to say so, thank you very much.
You see, so doesn't want to talk to
I know, he's just trying to palm you off with
so
these
doesn't
lukewarm
want to
excuses.
Talk. Yeah.
Have you nothing to tell you.
Have you started work on the Chris and Comedy Dave Christmas special, live from Lapland, on BBC One, Christmas Eve?
It's my first priority. I have a big meeting tomorrow about it.
He's so good at droppers, like a lead balloon.
You see, all this stuff over the years about us being great mates and superb friends, and now it's like we don't even exist.
You do exist. You're beautiful people, and I'm loving your work.
Okay. So, can you give us an insight into what you're working on, or is it all top secret?
In fact, it's all top secret now, because I've stepped outside of the care of the BBC. I'm working outside there now, so I can't tell you anything that's going on here.
Winton's Wonderland?
Huh?
Winton's Wonderland, are you working on that?
No, that's not one of ours.
The Dermot O'Leary New Year special?
No.
Right, okay.
No, I'm very much focused on the careers of two upcoming TV stars, Chris Moyles and Comedy Dave.
Hooray! Listen, don't forget, breast implants is a great idea for late-night TV.
No, I'm thinking very much along the lines of Opportunity Knockers myself.
Opportunity Knockers and Battle Nips, the TV version.
Yes.
Battle Nips is mine, by
Live
the way.
TV will buy that in seconds.
I was hoping for a slightly larger bidder for that. But yeah, no, I mean, all those ideas are in my head, and obviously you'll be the first person I call if they ever see the light of day.
Excellent. Well, Men and Motors, here we come. All right, talk to you later.
All right, then, see you
Bye.
Later.
Bye-bye.
I tell you what, we're on the fast track to TV superstardom now. You know, now that we know people on the inside.
So not interested in us. Now that he's a big TV star, he really couldn't give a monkey's about us, could he?
Not really.
Right. He'll be back before the end of the year with his tail between his legs. Yeah.
This is the last time that I was...
Keen, and this is the last time.
BBC Radio 1. We're here to help. Any problem, big or small, you can come to us. You have a big problem, the Sunday surgery is there every weekend. You have a small problem, the Monday surgery with Chris and Dave. Nurse Dave.
I was a doctor last week. I've been demoted.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's
tough life in the hospital game, my friend. No, seriously. You should be lucky. Alan Supporter.
Should we crack on with it?
Yeah, emails.
Emails that have come in so far. Right. We're here to answer your questions.
Like hang on. Let me just get in the zone. Okay.
Rebecca Smith asks, what flavour food should I give my cats for their dinner? Chicken or trout?
Chicken. Next.
Rich says, what shall I have with my shepherd's pie? Baked beans or peas?
Baked beans. Next.
Thank you. Hi, I have £15. Should I buy myself the Dido album that I really want, or buy the Mrs. that Robbie Live at Nebworth CD that she really wants?
Buy the Mrs. Live at Nebworth Robbie CD, get something back in return. Aye.
That's for you, Mike. I'm going to Greece with a girlfriend. How many euros should I take? Says Rob.
Several. Next.
Hi, I'm emailing.
You're
Ealing.
Right.
Hi, I'm emailing because my dilemma is so sensitive I don't want to speak on the radio, but right. I need to know what ringtone to put on my phone. Should I put on the Champions League theme or should I put on Shake Your Tail Feather by Nelly? Please help, says
Champions
Will.
League theme.
That's what I thought. And finally, Donnie in New York City, which is in America. New Year's Eve. Should I spend it in LA, London or Paris?
London.
Thank you very much. That concludes the email question for the time being.
Right, we will do a little trail, and then we'll play Christina Aguilera and Little Kim, and then Dr. Chris,
hello,
and Nurse Dave,
hello,
will be here with the phone calls next on the Monday Surgery.
Hear it first. New album releases.
I can't believe I missed Christina Aguilera. She was she at the Q Awards the other day.
She won one.
Hubba, hubba.
Mookie.
I think she should be mucky.
She's got that look, hasn't she?
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Mm.
The type of girl that is she, you know, she's in the woods, walking through the woods with her mates, and they found some screwed up, torn up pieces of porn magazine shoved in there. She'd go, which one is it from?
Mm.
I reckon.
Mucky.
Rather than going, oh, I'm not interested. Oh, I haven't got this issue. Do you know what I mean? Maybe I'm wrong, but that's what I was thinking about her. Christina Aguilera and, oh, and Little Kim, and as for Little Kim, oh, hey, I've no idea about her, to be honest. And Can't Hold Us Down. It's Monday, let's do the Monday surgery. I'm Dr. Chris, this is Nurse Dave.
Hello.
We're here for your problems. Thank you to all the calls we got. You ready, Dave?
I'm ready, Chris.
You need to psych yourself up and get yourself into the zone.
Ready?
Yeah, hang on. Right, I'm ready. Okay. Michelle from Bromyard, hello.
Hi, Chris. My question is, do I walk home tonight or do I get a lift?
You get a lift.
Okay, then.
All right, bye-bye. Danny from Kent, hello.
Yeah, hi there, Chris. My question is whether I should have Chinese or Indian tonight.
Mm. Oh, definitely go for Chinese.
Thank you, Chris.
All right, bye-bye. Simon from Northwood, hello.
Good afternoon, Chris. My problem is my colleague, a good work friend, has handed this notice in on leaving on Friday. Do I blank him or carry on speaking to him?
Okay, I need to kind of ask a few more questions. Are you friends with this colleague?
Yes, I am. We do go down to the pub on a Friday night and enjoy a few cans of pints of beer.
Right. I would be civil to him.
You would be civil.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. It'll waste off my mind.
All right. Bye-bye. Robin from Hashawks.
Oh, hello, Chris.
Hello, Robin.
I was just wondering, should I go ahead and blow all my savings on a new computer or wait?
Are you working? What work do you do?
I'm unemployed. Just
yeah, you should blow all your savings on a new computer.
Okay.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, good. Steve from Hastings. Hello.
Hi, Chris. My problem is the girlfriend's away on business and the mother's asked me round for a bottle of wine tonight.
No, say no. Just watch the 10-minute free view.
Oh, fair enough.
Okay, bye-bye. It's an easy one.
Hmm.
Phil from Nottingham, hello.
Hi, Chris. I'm getting a video and a few tinnies in tonight. Do I get Foster's or Carling?
Now, see, Dave and I think, would disagree on this. I would always go for the Carling, Dave.
Right.
But I might go for something a bit more exotic, like Foster's.
Why don't you get four of each?
Hmm.
Well, I was planning on getting a case.
We'll get a case of each.
Yeah, bye-bye. Barry from Crewe, hello.
Hello, Chris.
Hello there.
Lynn. My problem is I have a brand new £100,000 possibly scratch card in my hand.
Right.
Shall I rub it left to right or shall I rub it up and down?
Well, seriously, you sound like the kind of guy who would normally rub it up and down.
Mm.
But I think, you know, for a bit of added look, why not try rubbing it left to right?
So you reckon I should try it the other way for a change?
Yeah, I think you should. Good luck and careful with the wrist action.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye. Finally, John in Oxford. Hello, John.
Hi, Chris. My question, well, my dilemma is, do I, A, go out and play darts and get drunk, or B, go out with a sexy lady for a first date?
This is an interesting one, actually. I need to kind of nurse Dave's advice. Dave, obviously, when it comes to getting drunk, you know a lot. When it comes to women, you're a little bit in the dark. What would you suggest?
I would say there's probably more long-term future in a game of darts.
Yeah, I agree.
Thanks, Chris.
Be lucky.
Okay, bye-bye. There you go. I hope that we have sorted out most of the nation's problems. I personally am very pleased that feature as the stacking system on the phone unit worked perfectly. Yay! We didn't think it would, but it did. So thank you very much. And next Monday, Dave and I will sort out more of your problems in Radio 1's Monday Surgery. Trash the vocal there. So I put my best dress on. Ambulance for Kylie and Chris. Thank you.
Our eyes connected. No, nothing's how it used to be. Don't second guess it. Tracking all this feeling.
Kylie Minogue. Second time I've heard that now. Slow. I think it's going to be a slow burner. See what I said there?
Yeah. Okay.
Still, you would, wouldn't you?
Buy it.
What?
Buy it.
Well, whatever you want to phrase it. And the Monday Surgery will return, of course, next Monday.
Hence
I think, once again, we solved a lot of problems there.
I'm here to help.
But I could have been happy with harder questions, to be honest, harder dilemmas, but, you know, it's what the audience decide to come forward with.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll see what it next week brings, shall we?
Hopefully.
Thank you. Coming up, Pink, Just Like a Pill, P-I-M-P, 50 Cent, Snoop Dogg. Both those songs sound like this. Hello. Radio 1. Do that after George and David with news of sport, especially for you. It's 4:30.
A major change in birth control is just years away.
In sport, England are still waiting on Owen.
Radio 1.
There's been a breakthrough in male contraception. Scientists have been testing out a new treatment.
Martin Saggers from Kent has replaced him in the squad.
Something you always strive for. You know, looking at all the England names and watching them play. And I didn't really think then that I would have a chance of playing for England. But as time has gone on, I've just wanted it more and more.
I'm David Garrido.
Whoa, David. You all right there?
Yes, I'm well. How are you?
So is it like not a full sheet of A4 with sport on there?
Almost a full sheet.
Were you missing something there? Mr. Slagging off Leeds on Friday? Huh?
Yes, that's because they lost 4-0 to Everton the week before.
Everton, they're the team that lost 3-0 this weekend and Leeds are the team
who
that gained
Blackburn
the 3 points.
2-1, yeah, well done.
Cannon cuts inside towards the edge of the box for Duka. Duka left footed, strikes it freely, spilt it, Johnson! Yes! Seth Johnson for Leeds United!
It's gratuitous, Chris.
Listen, mate, you kick me when I'm down, at least hug me when I'm up.
I'm not going to hug you, Chris.
Go on, listen to this.
Johnson was on hand. You can feel the relief around Elland Road.
Oh, the relief.
Leeds United are in front.
Oh, yes.
Leeds United 1, yep. Blackburn Rovers.
And there's more!
Away by Reid, headed back into the danger zone by Penn and flicked off. Might come to Seth Johnson!
David, fair, son.
Yeah, all right.
Yes.
Yes, but if you have to rely on Seth Johnson to score your goals...
I don't care who scored the goals.
I know you don't
care. Seth Johnson, right, I don't give him monkeys. Simon Johnson, any Johnson. Seth Armstrong, I couldn't give a rat's ass.
Well, well
a goal
done.
Is a goal, my love.
Well, don't call me love. Well, well done. Well
right,
done.
Love.
Well done, Leeds. Well done, Chris.
Thank you, gorgeous.
It's
thank
right.
you very much, sweetie.
It's all right, Petal.
All right there, love.
You said love before,
do you
sorry.
Not, do you not like being called love?
Not by you.
Really, love? Why is that, sweetheart? What's up, darling?
It's getting a bit lame.
Is it, love?
Yeah.
I'm sorry about that, love. The last thing I want to do, love, is upset you, love. I'll wind you up, love, in any way, love, shape, love, or indeed, love, form, love.
It's good. It's very good.
All right, love. Weather from George.
Showers in the far
no
north later.
About tomorrow. Keep going.
Tomorrow rain in the
sorrow.
Otherwise,
I've got to say it's all because of you and
George. Go.
No.
Oh, why not? You were singing at the Newsbeat party the weekend.
I started the night saying I've never done karaoke in my life and I wasn't going to change it on Saturday night. And then 10 minutes later, I was being Kylie to Matt Barbette's Jason.
What a beautiful moment that must have been. How off your head must you have been?
That sangria was quite strong.
And did you sing just the one song?
Yes.
Especially for you?
Yes.
All right. You're worried that there is a tape of it.
I know there's a tape of it.
All right, okay. I'm going to be absolutely honest. I don't have it.
That's just as well.
I would like a copy.
Okay.
But I have yet to be given the copy
That's
of you singing.
One thing you'll never be able to hear.
Okay, all right. But did you enjoy it, though?
It was very good fun, yeah.
And honest to God, you've never done karaoke before in your life?
No, I swear, and it's always been one of my things that I've always said, I will never, ever do karaoke.
And be honest, now do you want to do it again?
No.
Really?
Yes.
Honestly?
I did get quite a buzz out of it. The crowd were loving us.
Well, of course.
Yeah.
How drunk were you?
Quite drunk.
Really?
Not as drunk as some people.
You should try it sober.
No.
It's a lot harder. Seriously. I'm really pleased for you. You are a karaoke virgin no more.
No. Pops my karaoke cherry.
What a thought. So, you and David then, doing a duet at 5 o'clock?
No.
Lovely.
No.
Cheers.
One love. One station.
Radio 1.
Don't call me love, all right? Don't call me love, all right?
Not off.
I'm lying here on the floor where you left me. I think I took too much. I'm crying here. What have you done? I thought it would be fun. I can't stay on your life support. There's a shortage in the switch.
I don't know what you heard.
You only get a song in your head and it just won't go away. Staying in a church in this little village, watching my friend's child get christened, and all I can think is in church I'm thinking, what's that? And it dawns on me, cause I'm a P-I-M-P. I think that's the first time pimp has been hummed in a church. A lovely moment for the vicar and all the congregation. I realised I was humming it a little bit too loudly. Right, let's play the game. Today's game stars the legend that is Mr. David O'Leary.
Wow.
Interviewed on Sky yesterday after the Bolton Villa game, which is a draw, 1-1. So the highlights last night, good game. So, they interviewed him after the match. They asked him this question.
It wasn't a penalty in your book.
Oh, no, they didn't. They asked him...
Is that the second question?
That's the second question. First they asked...
David, Sam felt a draw was about right. What did you think?
Okay. His answer is... 12 seconds long. Okay. How many times does he say or and in 12 seconds? David O'Leary. I'm going to go first of all to Comedy Dave.
I'm going to say in 12 seconds he says it 5 times.
5 times. Rachel.
I think 7.
In 12 seconds?
Yeah.
7. She interrupts him, by the way, and stops him kind of mid-flow, so...
Oh, can
Alan,
you change it then?
No, you can change it if you want.
I think I'll go for 5. Oh, no, you said 5, didn't you?
Mm.
I'll go for 4.
4. Allard?
6.
6. Comedy Dave says 5. Rachel says 4. Allard says 6. David O'Leary, how many errs in his 12-second response? Go.
I think he's dead right. Don't know what the penalty... We got a penalty. As I say, if we'd have scored it, it'd have been a right get out of jail.
End of.
Is that it?
None of you win. 3 was the right answer.
Nearly right.
Very, very, very poor from Comedy Dave, who said 5. Alan said 6. Rachel got the nearest, but she gets no points. All right, so they were talking about the penalty, and the lady interrupted by saying...
It wasn't a penalty in your book.
All right. It wasn't a penalty in your book.
How long is his answer?
His answer is... just over a minute long.
So, a minute? Right.
He answers the question about the penalty, then talks about the officials and the rest of the game. So, in his one-minute answer, David O'Leary said, or, and, how many times? Let's start with, Allard.
15.
15. Okay. All right, bearing in mind, he only said it 3 times in 12 seconds.
I know.
All right, Rachel.
11.
11. Comedy Dave.
Rooney's shirt number 18.
18. So, in a one-minute answer, let's find out. 18 for Dave, 11 for Rachel, 15 for Allard. The question was...
It wasn't a penalty in your book.
Wasn't a penalty in your book. Let's find out.
I don't know what is now anymore. You know, you just... and when referees give decisions or book people or you just... You know, you just take it. And I thought we were fortunate to get it because, as I say, I was surprised when it was given, but it was. And we had a chance to go and take 3 points. Probably we wouldn't have deserved them. The draw was a result. I mean, the first half was so poor. It's, you know, we never got past the ball, never got near people. And, you know, I had a few words to say in the nicest possible way at half-time. And we come out second half and, you know, never dealt with the first ball. Davis, I thought, was always a handful. Never dealt with the first ball, and the second ball was, you know, what we dealt with our defending on for the goal was diabolical. Then, to give them a bit of credit today, it was we got a reaction out of them, woke them up or whatever. But we got back into the game and pulled it back. It was a good goal. And might have then, as I say, we'd have taken the penalty, taken 3 points, three valuable points, and probably wouldn't have deserved it.
Rachel is the winner.
Hey!
Spot on. With 11 erms or and erms. Yes, Dave.
Nothing.
Just normally at this point you jump in and go, no, that's not
no, 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 I was just tossing up what I had, but I too have 11, so well played to Rachel.
Thank you.
Well done. And thank you to Mr. David O'Leary for the total of 14 erms in his pre-match interview.
Do you know, actually, to be fair, bearing in mind...
Post.
Bearing in mind he spoke for, what, best part of a minute?
Yeah.
11's not bad, actually.
11 isn't too bad at all.
I mean, Viduka can do about 11 in about a 20-second answer.
There were a couple of, you know, in there, you know, there's a few, if they add in a few, you knows, it often replaces the and erms. And I thought he was very clever to do that yesterday. So, we'll do it again when we get another one.
Excellent.
I like this game.
Mm.
I think it's stupid and fun.
Claire Tomlinson, by the way, asking the questions there.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right, it was. And by the way, what great questions she asks.
It wasn't a penalty in your book.
Well worth the money, what they pay that girl. Two questions, by the way.
David, Sam felt a draw was about right. What did you think?
Well, Sam from the legendary soul band Sam and Dave. He was there. I don't know what I'm
not
talking
Sam
about.
Allardyce.
No, it wasn't him, no. By the way, I was going to do him, but he was all right. Not too many,
was he? Fairly low on the quiz.
Yeah, for quite low. Not as good as David, but of course Viduka still leads the erming.
He's a king of erms.
The king of erms. Right, the chance to hear it first all this week is the brand new Strokes album exclusive to Radio 1. If you like the Strokes, listen.
Hear it first on Radio 1.
The Strokes are back with a brand new album called Room on Fire. I went out to New York City and spent some time with a few members of the band recently. We got them to reluctantly discuss the rehearsal process that went into recording the new record.
Julian writes really good songs, and we come in the studio, and we sit there and don't leave until we think it sounds great. It's pretty much what we do, right?
It sums it up.
Yeah.
Sometimes it takes 2 days, sometimes it takes 2 months.
But it's not like boot camp. It's more like a place where there's no windows or clocks, so time just kind of goes by. Kind of like Vegas.
Hear it first on Radio 1.
Track 1 on the new record, Room on Fire. This is The Strokes, Whatever Happened.
Whatever happened from The Strokes. I'm interested to hear the rest of that, actually. You can hear track by track interviews, track clips, and win signed albums if you go to Radio 1 online at www.bbc.co.uk/Radio 1. Hear it first. Give me the chance to hear the brand new Strokes album. So there you go.
Very good.
All this week. Check out the website and keep listening for your chance to hear it first from The Strokes.
Radio 1 online. bbc.co.uk.
By the way, talking of Avril Lavigne, although she'll probably won't take that as a compliment, well done to Alex from Fame Academy who won, as we said she should have done. I thought she looked gorgeous on that. Alan, did she? I thought she looked really pretty. Really, really pretty.
And it was a great performance.
Yes, it was.
Thoroughly deserved.
And Allard watched all of the show. You was treated like a star at Fame Academy on Saturday night, weren't you?
Yeah.
Wasn't even allowed in. They let Lenny Henry in, but Allard, uh-uh.
No,
Dawn French, in you come, love. They put her on the stairs, which I thought was a very brave move. Allard wasn't even allowed in the academy, wasn't even allowed in the building. They're loving your work.
Feeling the love there.
Probably because Alistair and Carolyn's family were after your blood, that's why. Anyway, Alex Weldon and the rest. Coming up, Beyonce Knowles and No Doubt Bounty Killer.
Come on.
After news and sport with George and Love, it's 5 o'clock.
Why women could get a break from the pill.
In sport, still no news on Owen's injury. Radio 1 News.
It's been 100% effective in trials, and now the first male contraceptive implant could be in chemists within 5 years. Australian scientists say it has no side effects. Liz Davis is from the sexual health charity Mary Stopes.
It's going to be a huge advance. I'm not sure that in more casual relationships, whether...
Evie Stunt, that's Newsbeat at 5:45.
That Tiger story is unbelievable.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Absolutely. I don't agree with that. Ground floor, fine. Access to the garden. But fifth floor, what if the elevator breaks down?
You'd need a big cat flap if it was the ground floor there, wouldn't you?
That tiger is going to be shattered if it takes five flights of stairs.
There's an alligator in the flat as well.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, maybe they're chums.
Maybe they are.
It's been a bad weekend for tigers all round,
hasn't
it?
Yeah, it has. Lots of tiger news this weekend.
Lots of tiger news. It's been a weekend of tigers.
Yeah.
There'll be more tiger news later.
There will.
With George.
Lots more tiger news later.
And more rubbish sport from Love.
Don't call me Love.
Don't call me Love, all right?
All right.
All right.
Sounds threatening.
That's right. I know, exactly.
It does not. It sounds more like... Play the clip again.
Don't call me Love, all right?
All right, here we go. Top five words that David doesn't like to be called. Here we are. Number five, straight in, it's treacle. Down to number four, it's sweet cheeks.
Sweet cheeks.
And straight at number three, it's the classic... My darling.
Yeah, come on then, next one.
David Sport also hates the number two word. Sugar lump. And of course, still number one, the word that David hates being called the most, love. Let's hear from David himself, love.
Don't call me love, all right?
Not half. And they're the top five words, as headed by David Love Garrido. Love.
One love, one station. Radio 1.
Certified quality.
All right.
I need and I cry for every day with
no apology.
No apology. What? The right way, that's my policy. Shonda Paul alongside Beyonce. Now you're the man, say. This, I'm dirty, yeah. Dirty, yeah.
Poor man's glamour kid, that's who he is. So, Celeb Deck, the BBC Celebrity Stock Exchange. I'm up this week, I've done alright.
Up from where?
Well, I don't know if I am, but everybody I bought has gone up, so I've done alright, with the exception of Beckham and me. So...
The thing is, right, I'm not entirely sure how you play this. How do I compile my portfolio?
Okay. Go to your computer.
Yes.
Type in www.bbc.co.uk/celebdack.
Yep.
C-E-L-E-B, celeb, D-A-Q, all one word, celebdack. It's a celebrity stock exchange. It's like buying shares in celebrities. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
What they do is they give you £10,000 in celebdack pounds, right?
So it's just fake money, isn't it?
You use your money, your skill and your judgment to buy and sell shares in listed celebrities. Every week the shares you own will pay out a dividend, depending on how much press coverage these celebrities received. Okay?
Yeah.
Share prices rise and fall as demand for them changes, so as well as receiving dividends, you can make money by buying low, then selling high. Pump, then dump, as Paddy says. Right?
Yep.
So, you're logged in.
Yeah, I've logged.
When you go to the page, go sign up to start playing, click on that, and away you go.
I've done that, right? I've registered, and I've now got £10,000, as you rightly say.
Right.
Upon which to spend for my portfolio.
So you are showing your portfolio on the screen. But you haven't bought
it. I haven't bought anybody. Right. I've got an empty portfolio, as it were.
So, who would you like to buy shares in, first of all? You have 10,000 Celebdeck pounds.
Okay, so obviously the movers and the shakers of the moment. I'm going to put some money on Nicole Kidman.
All right, so go to movies, bottom left of the screen, market.
Yes.
Okay, click on movies.
Got it.
Scroll down until you find N for Nicole Kidman.
N, Minnie Driver, Natalie Portman, Nicolas Cage. Nicole Kidman, yes.
Right. Click on trade.
Right.
Okay.
£3.04.
That's the current share price. Okay. So, what would you like to buy?
Oh, what, how many?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, how many do you buy normally at one time?
How many? It depends how many people you want to buy in. Why don't you buy 1,500 shares in Nicole Kidman? Type in 1,500 and then press the equals button.
1500.
Press equals on the screen.
Yeah.
How much will that cost you?
£4,605.60.
Too much, too little?
No, that'll do.
All right. Execute trade. Now, as you own shares in Nicole Kidman, you are back to the portfolio page, am I right?
Yes, I am.
All right. And that's how you do it. So you buy shares up to £10,000 in your favourite celebrities, or the celebrities rather, sorry, not your favourites, but the ones you think will be the movers and shakers of the week.
But, I mean, for example, in your portfolio, how many different celebrities does it contain?
I'll tell you what I've got. All right, Christina Aguilera.
Yep.
Okay, I bought 506 shares in her. David Beckham, I bought 10 shares because he's so expensive. His share price is like £118 a share.
Mm-hmm.
So I've only bought 10 of him. Right?
Yeah.
Spent £1,500 basically on it. Martine McCutcheon, as a tip-off from Paddy, I bought 250 shares in her at £2.75 apiece. I bought 215 shares in Nicole Kidman at £3.04 apiece. These are already making me money. I bought 1,250 shares in Will Smith and pretty much, I made about just under £2,000 because I bought it before the premiere. Chris Moyles, I have 1,500 shares because I have a large ego. And so far, I'm losing money off myself, but only about £27.
So have you spent all of your money?
And Alex Parks, yeah, that's what you do. You take your 10,000 and you buy shares.
Okay.
£3.40 for Alex Parks was the current price, but I bought 614 shares in Alex from Fame Academy at a cost of 1,772. They are now valued at 2,087, so I have a profit of almost £300. Oh, well, £300.
You see, I still have £5,394.
So who do you want to buy shares in?
Well, I want some Rooney shares.
Okay, then you click... Well, you see the bit where it says all celebrity just above your portfolio? You can go all the way down there to Wayne Rooney, who's £3.06. But I think you should buy shares in yourself and me, because people... Other people might do that, and then...
Okay, well, I'm going to pump some money into myself.
And then will you dump yourself?
Well, depending on the price, obviously. So, there's me, right?
Right.
Okay, go. Now...
What does it say about you, by the way?
Stop laughing, Rachel.
Nice. Let me have a
look.
Today.
I want to have a look and see what it says. When we think of the word comedy, many things spring to mind. Amongst them, the many icons that fit into this category of performance. Bob Carroll-G's, Cannon and Ball, the Chuckle Brothers. One in particular stands head and shoulders above the rest. Dave Vitti, a.k.a. Comedy Dave.
So there you go.
There you go.
You look quite dark in that picture.
Thank you very much. It's my moody side.
When was that? Like, just like it was saying, like 10 years ago.
Some 10 years
you look
ago.
Quite dark.
You sure?
Serious.
Yeah. Okay.
Right. I'm going to.
By the way, I own no shares in you. I'm going to buy shares in you, Dave, so you don't feel bad about yourself.
I think I'm going to buy 1,000 shares in me.
I'm going to sell all my shares in Christina Aguilera, by the way. And I'm going to buy shares in you.
Okay, I think that's where the smart money goes.
All right.
Okay, so £1,000 would be £1,656.40. Execute trade.
I'll buy 500 shares in you because I'm not as big a fan of you as you are. Okay?
Yep.
All right, so your share price today is £1.64. Do you like that? So now, that's how simple it is.
I do actually understand it now, because every week we've been talking to Paddy O'Connell
and you don't understand
about this thing called Celeb Deck. We wasn't quite sure how it all works. Now it makes a lot more sense.
play. It's a good laugh. And then what we'll do is every Monday you and I will check out against each other. And then we'll talk about, you know, we'll just trade and sell. And then Friday, Paddy will be on the line to tell us who's going up and who's going down and who's pumping and dumping. Do you like that?
Sounds excellent.
Absolutely. www.bbc.co.uk/celebdac. CELEBDAQ. Celeb as in celebrity. DAC as in DAC. Tari.
It's not a duck.
Polaroid and So Damn Beautiful. So you've got to hang on the celeb deck then?
I think so, yeah.
Right.
I've just tried to buy Michael Owen.
Right.
But I think I've blown my budget.
Have you?
Yeah, see, because I'm thinking he's going to be in the press this week.
Right.
Based upon the results of whether or not he's fit.
Okay.
After his injury at the weekend.
Right.
And obviously Sven, I think, is announcing his squad tomorrow.
Right.
Which means that he might be, you know, of press worthiness.
Okay, yeah.
But I think I've just blown my budget on him, so I think I'm going to do less shares.
Did you buy all of them?
Well, I tried to do 1,000, but I don't have that much money.
Well, then just buy whatever you can afford. It should tell you on the screen.
Well, that's what I'm doing now.
All right, calm down. I bought some shares in some people, but I don't think it's going to go well. I'm trying to predict. You see, you have to try and predict who's going to be in the papers. So, Frank Skinner's show starts tonight. New series.
That's a good idea. I might have a bit of him.
Sven Göran Eriksson, as you say. We might be talking about Michael Owen tomorrow. That's two people there. David Beckham is going to be... he's going to be leading us out, is he?
Yes.
Okay. So, all good stuff. What else is coming up? Seth Johnson, you could have made a killing on him, but he's not in the celeb deck chart, so sorry about that. Anyway, play at home fund, bbc.co.uk/celebdeck. Play at home! Should we play that record next, or should we play it now?
Now.
What's up? This is the Kid 56. On Radio 1.
Radio 1, check it out.
Check it out.
What was that?
It's the darkness.
But where's the rest of it?
You've got to tease the darkness. People have had a bad day at work or college, uni, school, whatever. They want to get... If they're stuck in traffic, they want to turn the radio up loud and enjoy the darkness and play air drums and all that.
But like you said the other day, people be screaming at the radio, saying play the rest of it, you fat idiot.
Shut up. You try and work in this flight deck equipment.
I'll just play it.
Shut up! Huh? Check the radio times, love. Does it say Chris Moyles, 3 o'clock, or does it say 3 o'clock Chris Moyles, plus some gobby brummy bird in the background?
I'm not from Birmingham.
Well, wherever you're from, you're still gobby. Put me off now. Okay, I'm going to start this again. I'm going to turn everybody else down, right? I'm going to turn the darkness up really loud, so it's really loud. Turn your radio up, we'll play it in 3 seconds. Go! Nice, huh? See, now, people appreciated that, the fact that I left a bit of silence before it, and then they could turn it up and play their air drums, whatever. Play the guitar, stuck in traffic. That's what people do. That's what I do.
They were irritated by you.
What?
Messing around.
No.
And essentially just padding for time.
No, that's not true. I'm not padding for time. Ever. Right, moving on then. Yo, yo. Yo, yo. 50 Cent coming to the UK. Now 50 Cent's real name.
Chris...
Curtis Jackson, correct.
Curtis Jackson.
Right, you ready then?
Ready.
Tedious link time, how do you get there from Friday night's Tori Amos Professional Widow?
Tori Amos had a 1994 hit with Cornflake Girl.
Yes.
Cornflakes are best served with milk, as is Special K.
Right.
K was the title of the 1996 album by Cooler Shaker.
Right.
Cooler Shaker were fronted by Crispin Mills.
Yeah.
Crispin Mills shares the same surname as Scott Mills.
Ah.
Scott Mills is a DJ and bizarrely shares the same initials as another famous DJ by the name of Simon Mayo.
Wow.
Simon Mayo is famous for his confessions.
Mm.
Confessions rhymes with concessions, which is how the elderly afford regular bus fares.
Mm.
Fares of a different kind can be an ideal opportunity to view antique steam engines or try your hand at the coconut shy. Despite their shy appearance, coconuts can actually be deadly killers if they drop on your head while you're asleep. And while you're asleep, it's a medical fact that you can be prone to rapid eye movement, or REM, as it is known.
Ah.
Which links us to today's predictable tedious link.
Yes.
It is REM.
Yes.
And losing my religion.
Lose, that's me in the corner. Here it is, an REM at Radio 1. Losing my religion, Radio 1. Very nice, Dave.
Thank you very much, Chris.
From the Out of Time album, I do believe.
It's true, 1991.
Wow. You're down with the hot flavours of yesteryear.
No diggity.
No doubt. Seamless link?
I think so, yes.
Rachel?
Well, there's one thing. You are not prone to REM. It is a stage of sleep, a form of deep sleep.
That's easy for you to read.
Yes.
I think that's a technicality, Rachel.
And also, you said that cornflakes are best served with milk.
Yes.
Yeah, they are.
Somebody said they like them with honey and syrup.
Well, they're wrong because they're best served with milk, and everyone knows that.
That's
the law.
That's a personal preference.
No, it even...
Yeah, but it's best served with milk.
Yes.
Have you ever done a test?
Yes. Okay, what do you think cornflakes are best served with,
milk.
Rachel?
Well...
Quick answer.
Probably milk.
Right, I say milk also. So out of our quick poll, milk seems to be the highest rating answer. Thank you. Calm down. What are we doing on the show tomorrow, producer Rachel?
Oh, we have Texas in the live lounge.
Wow!
Woo!
How many songs are they doing?
Two.
Nice.
A new single and an oldie.
Excellent. Bebopalula.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Hard Day's Night.
Great Balls of Fire.
So Texas tomorrow in the Live Lounge from 3. Be listening.
It up, you came to get it drunk with a dame, but shit it drunk, you came to get it on. 45 O's in your bank to get it on. Roll up like that plank and get it on. Plank to fit it on, came to get it on. Hold up, you wanna work that, twerk that.
Nope.
Let me in, let me hurt that, murk that. Till you gotta hurt back. Can't spit it out, boo, you gotta slurp that. Can't cuddle after we done, it wasn't worth that. Yo, we am responsible for bringing dirt back. She has the bar style and she throwing it up. She drank a little Hypno, throwing it up. But I'm only dealing with freaks that wanna cut mine. If you agree at once, can't try to get it played late night on BT Uncut. Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, let me move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, let me move that thing.
Hustle,
do your thing, let me do my thing.
Bump it out.
I see some haters grilling. I see some ladies chilling. I see that girlie I've been plotting to get. You got hop in the whip and we go
bump it out.
Okay, we was leaving, we was done. Then she said, can my people come? Here we go, I see it, don't stop. They wanna ride in something with a rim, don't stop. Look, baby, you fine, but your girlfriend's not. Do your thing, let me do my thing.
I mean,
do your thing, let me do my thing. Move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Come on,
move that thing, mommy, move that thing.
Hustle,
do your thing, let me do my thing.
Bump it up.
Joe Budden, Pump It Up. Spoonie is on live tonight from 6 o'clock in for Dave Pearce. He does his regular 2-week stint working for the UN every time this year. Years go by, he does something, doesn't he? Just disappears. Never comes back with the tan. What the hell is he doing? Got an email earlier on today about David Garrido.
Oh, I saw that.
Yeah. Very interesting.
In fact, I'm just halfway down reading it now.
We have to find out whether that is true or not. But it's very interesting. David Garrido may have, well,
let's reveal all when we find out.
Absolutely. Safer. He could have a new career.
Absolutely. Multi-talented.
Possibly so. I don't know. What are we all doing tonight?
Quiet night in.
Quiet night in.
Yeah, what a surprise, girl.
It's Monday.
So don't start with that
school night.
People don't go out. Been in school for about 20 years. Rachel?
My friend's coming round for dinner.
Boozy dinner?
No. Weigh in on Wednesday, can't.
The old Weight Watchers points.
Yep.
What are you going to have for something to eat tonight?
I might have salmon and couscous tonight.
How many points is that?
Not many.
Excellent. I might have a curry tonight. That's I'm on my own points. Tonight. And Sophie doesn't really like Indian food. So I might treat myself to a big, massive curry.
Mm-hmm.
Do you like the idea? Nice bit of butter chicken.
Mm.
Kima naan. Do you like that?
No.
I had curry for me lunch.
Sorry.
It's really bad for you.
Did you?
Yeah.
I wanted curry for lunch and I sent Alan to get some and he came back with lasagna. God bless him. He's obviously very stressed. David Greedo has replied with what? All right, David, I'm going to forward this email to you, right? And actually, no. I'm gonna copy it, so you can't get the email address off it. Right? I'm clever. All right, David Garrido. Reply, edit, paste, send. Right, Garrido, it's gone. I want a reply before the end of the show. You have 4.5 minutes. I wonder what will happen. Right, what do you fancy? Evanescence going under or Amy Stutt under the thumb? Dave?
Stutt.
Rachel?
Evanescence.
Ooh, who's it down to then? Who can we choose? Who's around?
You.
Go the calls.
I'll take too long. Alan, get in here!
He's got a stupid big blue hat on.
Alan, Amy Stutt or Evanescence?
Evanescence.
Now I will tell you what I've done for you. 50,000 tears I've cried, screaming, deceiving, and bleeding for you, and you still won't hear me. Going nowhere.
Screamy, shouty woman. Evanescence going under. So the story about David Garrido is that the rumour is he has business cards in his wallet from a flight where he was sitting next to a woman who was talking about the industry she worked in, and he got a business card off her. What kind of woman and what industry shall not be revealed in today's show. But David will be doing the sport for us tomorrow. We will talk.
Radio 1.
Thanks for listening. Back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Don't be late. Spoonie is up in 15 minutes. After Newsbeat with George, it's 5:45.
A breakthrough in contraception, and this time it's...